Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. One of the great dreams of the medical research world is to help paralyzed people unable to use their legs be able to walk again. Implanting electrode stimulators into injured spinal cords has shown some promise. Stem cell spinal cord regeneration has been elusive so far. But one company based in Marlboro is taking a completely different approach.
I'm strapping, starting from the lower limbs and working my way up.
ReWalk Robotics has built a motorized exoskeleton that gives some people with debilitating spinal injuries the ability to walk. And it's the first such device to receive FDA approval.
Now I'm going to put in sit to stand, which is that mode right there. It's going to beat once and then like, get on your mark. Just get set.
That's Gene Loriano being thrust upright by the motors strapped to his legs. He's a 51-year-old Army veteran who's been in a wheelchair ever since he fell during a welding job in Manhattan in 2001.
I felt the ladder go from under me. I remember hitting the ladder. I remember after that, because it's a blank spot there, and then I remember trying to get up and looking at like this, the way I'm trying to get up, it didn't seem right. And passing out again. Next time I woke, I was in the hospital with pumping my stomach.
We met Loriano recently during a visit to ReWalk's Marlboro office. It's the U.S. headquarters of its Israeli parent company, Argo Medical Technologies. Loriano says when he wears the suit in public, he gets called all sorts of nicknames by amazed onlookers, from RoboCop to Iron Man. But the exoskeleton Loriano wears isn't science fiction. It weighs almost 50 pounds and consists of leg braces, motors, and a backpack containing a rechargeable battery, along with hefty Velcro straps, a wristwatch remote control, and arm crutches for balance. The device is able to thrust Loriano up onto his feet with the push of a button.
Now I'm going to press walk, and I'm going to walk.
And with that, he slowly makes his way across the room.
Yeah, I can walk with this thing all day.
That battery backpack also contains the brains of the device, a computer that's able to sense a slight lean forward, and once that's detected, automatically move Loriano's legs. When Loriano stands upright, he's more than 6 feet tall, and he says that in addition to letting him walk, the device gives him something else that might not mean much to you or me. It lets him meet people on their level, literally.
Once I'm in this, I feel like you. You know, I stand up, I talk to people eye to eye. That feeling hits me as soon as I even think about it. Like this morning, I got up early and I know that I'm going to talk to people, whatever my mindset is, I'm going to get to walk.
Loriano was part of the clinical study phase of the ReWalk exoskeleton. He doesn't own a ReWalk, but now that the device has FDA approval, he hopes the Veterans Administration will buy him one.
So when you see it, you think, oh, yeah, it's going to be easy. So when you get in it, and it's not that. It's just, I would describe it, I guess, watching my kids learning how to walk. It's the same thing. You're relearning your balance and all that. And also the stretching is a factor because when you're sitting for so long, your hips, your tendons get tight. So when I first got up, it felt like if I was tied to two horses and they're stretching me, you feel that stretch.
And I bet you had lost a lot of muscle over a decade of not moving much.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that because before I started using this, when I would sit up on a chair on my bed, I would hold on. A good 8 months into it, I find myself that I can just sit up now.
That's one of the limitations of the ReWalk device. It only works for paraplegics with some types of spinal cord injuries, and it doesn't work at all for quadriplegics. It also requires a certain level of physical fitness, a level that can be hard to meet for someone who's been in a wheelchair for many years. The biggest hurdle may be that the ReWalk exoskeleton costs about $70,000, and it's rarely covered by insurance.
It's expensive in one sense, but I think this is actually a cost saver to the medical society and medical system.
That's Larry Jasinski, the CEO of ReWalk Robotics.
We reduce the amount of cost for medications. We reduce the cost of many complications that have to be treated.
Things like skin deteriorating, all the sort of the ways the body can decline when you're paralyzed.
I'll give you an example. A pressure ulcer to be treated in an American hospital, the average cost is $79,000. This device, which lasts for 5 years, is $69,500. Between medications and avoided medical complications that require hospitalization, this will probably reduce the money that insurance companies or individuals have to spend.
Jasinski says reports from ReWalk users have been heartwarming.
The first user in the United States, when she put her suit on in her home for the first time, stood up and looked out her kitchen window for the first time in years with tears running down her face. The funny part was, in that same kitchen, after she looked out the window, she's walking and looking in the cabinets, and she has a partner that lives with her. She found a secret stash of candy hidden up in the cabinet that she couldn't see for the last number of years.
The next step for ReWalk is to try to get its device into the hands of more users. That means pushing for more insurance coverage. The FDA just gave ReWalk the green light in June, and so far, only a handful of insurance companies are on board. Jasinski also says ReWalk hopes to develop a device that would work for people with quadriplegia.
We do have an effort for a quadriplegic product, and we hope to get to show that to you in the next year or two.
And in terms of the potential reach, there are, is it 200,000 people in the U.S. that have some kind of spinal cord injury?
A little more. It's about 273,000 today.
And many, many more in wheelchairs for a variety of reasons.
Yes. You can really almost go up to about 2 million in wheelchairs for some reason or another. One of the future dreams of this technology for all of us that are beginning to, in the space, the idea of using a wearable robot to help with an injury, to help with an illness, to help with other things that have limited you in life, I think you're going to see over the next decade, these are going to almost become common.
Both Jasinski and Laureano compare the potential of ReWalk to cell phones, which have become much smaller and more powerful as they've evolved. They hope the motorized exoskeleton will evolve in the same way.
I think we're going to make it more portable, and because right now it's wonderful for them to use it around the community and at home. But if they want to go on vacation, it's not so hard for the user because they can use it anywhere in the world. But to get it on an airplane, we'd like to make it a little more compact. We've had them ask for other things that we probably can't do, but sometimes they want to speed it up. We've had one ask if they could dance in it. That's a little harder on the software side.
Currently, the ReWalk device can move at about 3 miles an hour, just a bit slower than your average sidewalk stroll. If the VA comes through and Gene Laureano gets a ReWalk exoskeleton of his own, he says he has a lot of plans.
Believe me, the day that I get mines, I have so many errands to make. If I don't have errands that day, errands will pop up.
What's your dream first day if you had one of these? What would you do when you got up in the morning?
So many. Go to church.
Really?
Yeah. Go to church. Another thing I have, I've never mentioned this to anybody, but I have a 28-year-old daughter, and I know someday she'll get married. I would like to have one to walk her down the aisle instead of opposed to rolling behind her.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be cool, too.
To see pictures of Gene Laureano using the ReWalk device, go to radioboston.org.